From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Vice President issues a warning to Europe. The U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has warned European nations today to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections in the same way that U.S. intelligence agencies say they're certain Russia did in the November vote that's bringing Donald Trump to office this week. Biden made his comments at the Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Iraq's prime minister is demanding full disclosure about events surrounding the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Haider al-Abadi told reporters Tuesday that he would like to see a thorough investigation of America's decision-making that took the U.S. forces from liberating the country from Saddam Hussein's terrorist regime to occupying Iraq, he said. Al-Abadi says the invasion, in fact, unleashed instability and led to chaos that persists to this day. He added that America's involvement in Iraq opened the doors for all terrorist groups from all over the world to enter the country, something Iraqis paid dearly for. The Iraqi premier, in a veiled message to the incoming Trump administration, also said he hopes that Iraqis will be compensated for the tragedies and catastrophes they endured. Senegalese and Nigerian forces are gathering at Gambia's border, vowing action if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from West African leaders to step aside for Adama Barrow, the declared winner on December 1st. The move comes after Gambia's National Assembly extended Jammeh's term by 3 months under a newly declared state of emergency. Stay with us on VOA for further developments in this story. This is VOA News. The eastern section of the country of the city of Mosul, has been completely liberated from Islamic State jihadists after a massive offensive mission began last month. Speaking at a news conference, Staff General Talib al-Shagati said that Iraqi forces took control of the last remaining neighborhoods on the eastern shore of the Tigris River, which roughly divides the city into two districts. Shagati, who commands Iraqi counterterrorism forces, called the success of Iraqi forces unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul that still need to be secured. The securing of eastern Mosul comes about 3 months after Iraqi forces began their bombardment of the city in October. IS extremists took control of Mosul about 2.5 years ago. Mosul is Iraq's second largest city. Russian authorities have extended a residence permit for U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, who leaked thousands of secret documents from the National Security Agency. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said in a post on Facebook late on Tuesday that Snowden's residence permit had been extended for a couple of years. Snowden has been living in Russia since 2013 when he got stuck in the transit area at a Moscow airport after the United States canceled his passport. The announcement comes as U.S. President Barack Obama has commuted the prison sentence of Chelsea Manning, who was convicted for leaking more than 700,000 U.S. documents. President Obama is scheduled to hold his final news conference until he leaves the presidency in the next few minutes or so. We will be carrying that for you on VOA. President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations condemned the world's body's recent resolution on Israeli settlements, praising NATO as necessary to contain Russia, and pledged to reassert American leadership to confront challenges and conflicts around the world. Nikki Haley, at her confirmation hearing today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said the world wants to see a strong American. That's what they were used to. That has faded, and it hit the ultimate low with the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2334. Haley added, last month's passage of Resolution 2334 was a terrible mistake, making a peace agreement with the Israelis and the Palestinians even harder to achieve. It was passed December 23rd. The resolution asserts Israeli settlements in Palestinian territory have no legal validity and must cease. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.